Amen. The Bible says, praise the Lord, all ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. We need to flatter our God because we cannot praise Him enough. The Bible says, I will bless the Lord at all times. And as we praise Him and glorify Him and exalt Him, we will become like Him. So because Psalm 33, 16, 17 says, there is no king saved by the multitude of host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. And horse is the vain thing for safety, neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. Now this verse does not mean that a country should not build up its defense, an air force, an army. But what it does mean is that do everything you need to do to prepare against the enemy, as the children of God did in the Old Testament, and as we do in our spiritual realm. We prepare with the power of God. However, we need to know that victory is from the Lord. Nasser, the king of Egypt, or the prime minister of Egypt, and the Arabs, if you look at the world map, it is huge. If you look at Israel, it is just a dot on the map. And they had the most sophisticated air force and army. And Nasser said, I will wipe Israel off the map. He had everything to make that happen. But he did not have God. Because the Bible says, God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. Yeah, dear children of God, the person with whom God is will always win. Whether he is one person and the whole universe comes after him, it doesn't matter. One person with God is majority, and the universe without God is minority. Nasser had to eat his own words. He said, within 24 hours I will wipe Israel off the map. And within 24 hours he almost got wiped off the map. They even saw Moses, the man of God in the spirit, fighting with the armies of Israel. They saw flying saucers going back and forth fighting against Egypt and the Arabs. And they were so terrified. They saw angelic beings with drawn swords and fire coming from the swords fighting for Israel. And they were so terrified, their planes didn't take off. They were sitting in the tank. And that is why the Bible says, you cannot win over God's people with a mighty army. When King David was the king, the Philistines came like the sand of the sea. David encamped against them like a flock of sheep. But David wiped out the Philistines, and the empire of David stretched to many continents because God was with David. Joshua, the whole world came against Joshua. God said, fear not the multitude. You are like a little flock of sheep, and they are like the sand of the seashore. Even though your enemy is like the sand of the seashore, I will wipe them out. Joshua, raise your hand and command the sun and the moon to stand still. The sun and the moon obeyed and stood still, till Joshua, by the power of God Almighty, wiped out his enemies. The powers of darkness, the enemies of God in this world, will never be able to stop the church of the living God. God is going to pour out his river of water of life with so much power and authority that the flood will wipe out all resistance, and the latter rain is going to fall. Abraham versus the rest of the world. All the kings of the world fought against Abraham. He had only about 400 people in his army. But Abraham had God. God said to Abraham, in blessing I will bless you, and all your enemies will bow down before you and fall at your feet, and in your seed shall all the kingdoms of God be blessed. And Abraham won the battle. That is why instead of focusing on human beings, we need to focus on God. We need to respect whoever respect is due, honor to whom honor is due, but we do not depend on human beings to flatter them. Because God spake and it was done. You know, we had a lot of guests coming to our house the last few days and the dryer stopped working. So guess what I did? I called the warranty company and they said they'll come Tuesday. But the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, why don't you go check out the dryer? So I checked out to make sure there was nothing blocked at the exhaust and checked everything. Everything was fine. And so God said, lay your hands on the dryer. And I laid my hands on the dryer and he said, now go ahead and start it. I started it and it started working. The dryer became hot and I told my wife, honey, it started working. She said, what did you do? Well, do I need to tell you? She said, I know what you did. You prayed. You laid your hands and prayed. Well, yeah, that's what you're supposed to do, right? And that's what I did. That's the name of Jesus, power in the name of Jesus. And the friends and relatives came and she was telling them as a testimony. And telling, and then the one of the guys was saying, and the guy was a pastor of another church, and he was saying, oh my goodness, I should have done the same thing. I had to spend $500 and buy a new washer this week because it wasn't working. I wish I had prayed, I could have saved $500. And God hears our prayer. We sometimes tend to forget who is in control. Decisions and victories happen in the invisible heavenly realm, not in the physical realm. That is why hell trembles when we humble ourselves and pray to our Father. Our prayer will shake God's hand, and God's hand will shake the universe. We do not have to fear the multitude of people that are threatening to sue us or come against us. We just raise our hands and bind them in the name of Jesus, and God will take over. Prayer and battle is won on our knees. That is why the Bible says in the book of Isaiah, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Psalm 46, we shall not be moved because God is with us. May God bless these words and strengthen us and empower us and use us for this glory as the Church of the Living God advances to capture the world and the universe, not in the flesh, but in the spirit. Because the battle is won in the invisible and it will be evident in the flesh. May God bless these words and strengthen us. Amen. Praise God.